America makes cars that it ships around the world, and Japan does the same thing. U.S. farms sell their beef and pork to customers overseas. Japan exports its electronic consumer products to faraway countries. This is all just a small part of the international trade that occurs each day. Now, 12 countries around the Pacific Rim are negotiating ways to increase that trade by cutting or ending tariffs and easing regulations. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, is a pillar of President Barack Obama's engagement in Asia and certain to be a key topic of discussion on his trip. U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker says the trade deal is a top priority of the Obama administration.
Opening markets across the Asia-Pacific region to U.S. exports and investment will help promote growth and jobs here in the United States in many ways.
The 12 countries account for about 40% of the world's economy and 26% of its trade. But reaching a broad trade deal has proved so complicated that some nations are negotiating bilateral agreements. Australia agreed this month to ease duties on Japanese electronic products, while Tokyo is curbing tariffs on Australian pork and beef exports. The U.S. and Japan have engaged in tough talks on a deal of their own. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman recently described the contentious negotiations.
Our teams arrived expecting that the talks would be tough, and our expectations have been met.
The U.S.-led trade effort is partly aimed at displaying American interest in Asia at a time when the world's second biggest economy, China, is growing fast and could soon overtake the U.S. as the world's economic leader. But China is not part of the trade talks. Analyst Barbara Kochwar is with the Washington-based Peterson Institute for International Economics.
At the beginning was the fear. A lot of people talked about the C word, containment of China. I think that that fear has been diminished somewhat, and you see the United States and China, and, you know, speaking about negotiating bilateral investment treaties.
But for now, even without China, 12 Pacific Rim countries are already having enough trouble reaching agreement on ways to collectively expand their economies. Ken Brademeyer, VOA News, Washington.